Sighing, Blair glanced down at his ancient and holy t-shirt and plaid patterned boxers. Paired with messy hair, morning breath, and a hangover? He glanced up and met Charlie's gaze. Would he ever make a good impression on this man?
Oh, hey!
Charlie smiled, and for a brief moment, Blair forgot all about last night's game. I didn't think you'd be up yet. Blair checked the time on the microwave. Barely after 8.
Early riser, are you?
He must be if he'd already gone grocery shopping.
Early to rise, early to beat the morning crowds at the store.
I don't think that's quite how the saying goes, Blair said with a laugh.
Here, let me help you. He picked up one of the reusable bags, fairly light, and one of the backpacks.
Jesus, what do you have in here?
The backpack? That's the heavy stuff. Milk, canned tomatoes, that sort of thing. Easier to carry in a backpack from the store, otherwise the handles dig into my palms.
Wait, did you walk?
Yeah, well, no. Yes and no. Charlie chuckled, seemingly at himself, and followed Blair into the kitchen with the remaining 2 bags. I took the bus from home to the store and walked here from there.
Blair blinked at him.
I should be paying you more. Charlie laughed, but Blair wasn't kidding.
I'm serious. If you had a car, I'd be paying for your mileage and gas whenever you did work for me.
Or I would be if I'd thought of it. Let me know how much your bus pass is and I'll cover that. And for the love of God, Charlie, take a cab or an Uber or something from the grocery store. Keep the receipt and I'll reimburse you.
It was Charlie's turn to blink.
Really?
Of course.
Oh, okay then. Thanks. And here.
He handed over a Tupperware container with a clear lid.
Cinnamon rolls?
Homemade,
Charlie said. One side of his mouth kicking up, he added,
a consolation prize for last night.
Scrubbing both hands over his face, Blair groaned into them.
God, don't remind me.
It's like my dad said, every team has off days.
We haven't lost that badly since last season.
Last season, you were the worst team in the AHL. This season, you're first in your division and tied 3rd in the league, Charlie pointed out. Even teams that see that much of an improvement sometimes play like shit.
Can you tell that to Coach Shore? Blair grumbled, as he began unpacking one of Charlie's bags.
Was he pissed?
More disappointed than anything, which is somehow worse. Like, quietly disappointed, you know? He walked into the locker room after the game with this look. An I expected better from you look. And all he said was, mandatory practice tomorrow, 10 a.m.
Charlie winced and removed fruits and vegetables from one of the bags.
Ouch, last minute practice.
Not surprising given our performance last night, though half of us will be hungover.
Blair had had to reschedule brunch with Tate, and he suspected many of his teammates had had to cancel their morning plans too.
You do look a little peaky,
Charlie said, without an ounce of sympathy whatsoever.
Lucky for you, I come bearing all sorts of ingredients for a nutritious pre-practice breakfast. What do you feel like?
Blair removed the lid from the Tupperware of cinnamon rolls, the scent of yeast and cinnamon making his stomach rumble.
I was just going to eat all 6 of my consolation prizes.
Nope.
Charlie took the container away, and Blair stared longingly after it.
We don't eat our emotions, not in this house. You can have one later. Now, take a Tylenol and go shower.